Hey friends, two intrepid warriors, Margaret Katzcan and David Langiuli, coming to you from the Fundraising Leadership Podcast.
Hey, David.
Hey, Margaret.
Good to see ya.
So good to see you too. So we got together today, and as we do on Tuesdays, to record a podcast, and we started out like, oh, maybe we could talk about the masks that people wear. It was kind of riffing on beauty products and facial treatments that some of us torture ourselves with. But one of the ways that Margaret and I do a lot of writing and talking about is like being more authentic in our leadership. And so we thought, after we went around the world a few times talking about a whole bunch of other stuff in our lives, just being completely revealing here, we're coming back to authenticity, which seems like the topic of the day for us.
As we talk about this topic, I'd love to share. I know somebody who, as part of some personal growth, and this was a led exercise, but they did like a plaster mask of their faces. And then though they painted both the front and the back. So that's the drop mic of this. Like we all do a lot of thought about the front-facing mask that we want people to see or that we think other people see. But what was kind of cool is I think there's this whole other exercise of looking at the inside of your mask of like who you think you are or some of the, I don't think that it's 100% authentic. I mean, I know that his was learning a little bit more about authenticity because the things that he chooses to see about himself were not, didn't feel exactly resonant with like what I choose to see about him. Or it was a sort of a fascinating exercise, but this idea that, that the two sides of your mask might look completely different and neither might actually reflect who you would be if you took that mask off.
Well, you and I went through the same leadership development program at different times and with different tribes. And one of the things they throw you into is an exercise at the very beginning, on the first evening of like a 10-month journey. They throw you in an exercise which you learn how inauthentic you are, because you get direct feedback from your tribe on like how effective and heartfelt your communication is.
Yeah, it's so true. And it sort of speaks to, I would say, like that outward facing mask, because I think all of us during that first exercise are trying to be likable, right? I mean, it's a like an improv type activity. And I don't want to share in case anybody ever goes and does this. Like it's important for you not to know specifically what the exercise was, but it is this, we all are sort of auditioning for our lives, in a metaphoric sense. We all lived through the exercise, but it's we really put forward almost unconsciously, right? Like all the things that make us feel likable and popular and somebody who should be like included, right? We're trying to audition for the clique kind of.
Yeah, there's the things we think people want to hear or see. And Margaret, you and I, we've developed an experiential fundraising program for advanced, fundraising leaders called Being a Mega Gifts Fundraiser. It's about the being of a fundraiser. And we do a similar exercise in that program, whether it's online or in person, where our participants learn how inauthentic they are being with donors. And, a lot of fundraisers think they have to look a certain way, sound a certain way, say certain things, except the donors can smell that from like a mile away, that you're just not being authentic.
Yeah, it's such a fascinating, because being inauthentic, it sounds like such an insult, right? Like nobody sets out to try to be
Oh.
inauthentic. And I think, kind of the point of this and the point of our exercise and mega gifts fundraising is we're just taught, right? Like we're taught directly from teachers and parents and, like what characteristics have us put our, and I'm doing this in quotes if you're just listening, but like your best foot forwards, like be sunny or be this or be, sound smart. Make sure everybody knows you are smart. Or like, we get these narratives running in our heads and then we try to be those things and it really lands as like, it's not who you are, but it's like, it doesn't have to be the first thing that people know about you.
Yeah, one of my least loved phrases in the personal development lexicon, fake it till you make it.
Yeah, right.
I think that's like probably the worst advice you could follow.
It's not great. It's not great
If you
advice.
fake it, it should be, if you fake it, you won't make it.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe we should change that, David. I think we should
I
get a
think we're onto something here.
for sure. Yeah, but again, these words like fake and inauthentic, like what we actually do is so subtle. I mean, nobody, I'm not going to say nobody, there are people, but most of us, we don't go out and meet new people and decide like I'm gonna do things that have everybody else barf, right? Like that's not what we're looking for.
Well,
I'm gonna act certain ways so that nobody likes me. I mean, it's confusing because we think that we're acting in ways so that people will like us.
right. Or we get conditioned in certain ways to fit in. So that is, survival strategy.
Middle
If
school
you're
survival of the fittest, right?
Yeah, of the survival of those who fit in. Yeah,
Yeah,
exactly.
fittest, innest.
We're just changing all the phrases, Margaret, here today. No, I remember we did some, probably you in the audience have done assessments like Myers-Briggs or DISC. In fact, Margaret and I are both certified DISC practitioners. It's a behavioral assessment we use with clients. Or some other assessment that you've taken. Strength Finders as another one,
Yeah.
right? These are all very helpful, but Margaret and I in our leadership program had a very unique kind of taping system assessment of our sort of our impact as leaders, like
Yeah.
the impact that we have, just how we show
Yeah.
up. And it was quite revealing to me in a very positive way, I have to say. One of my impacts is that was revealed to me is that I'm very warm. I can have a very warm sense of warmth, safety, like with people. We call that charm type. I never realized I had that in me.
Really?
I
So
just.
that wouldn't have been something like if you were meeting new people, you wouldn't have been like, okay, I need to be warm and nice. That wasn't
No, you see, that would be
thing.
inauthentic, but I
That would
guess I
feel
had
inauthentic too.
that would
Okay.
be inauthentic to like, oh, I'm going to fake being warm and nice. But no, I always thought of myself as a very serious person, and I never thought I had that kind of warmth. So that was for me, it was more about embracing that
Yeah.
side of myself, that aspect, that impact. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to circle back to that in a moment, but I'm super curious, like if you had painted a mask for yourself or magic markered, like you weren't trying to be warm or you were, but you thought that it was fake. Like what qualities, if you could have stood outside of a dinner party, and thought, okay, I need to be these three things to sing for my supper here, or they're going to kick me out.
Yeah,
Like, what would
I
have
would
been?
say serious. Would it, however you would paint color serious, it was always very, I've always been direct and candid. And sometimes, and that's just like my behavioral style. That's something I can now learn. I can dial that back if I want to. But I think my directness would sometimes conflict with that warmth. Like some people would be like, they didn't get me or whatever,
They felt
So
distant, so you wouldn't have like tried to do both of them.
say it again.
Those two things felt dissonant to you, like they couldn't coexist.
Right. Like
Okay.
to me, I had conflated being serious and direct,
Right.
kind
Okay.
of, and so my outward appearance, if I were to paint it, would have been serious, direct, and smart, I guess, in certain realms.
What was the word you said?
Smart, quote unquote, smart.
Smart. Yeah,
Smart.
absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say
Intelligent, but
intelligent. Yes.
not the way we use that word in our typing system, but in some aspects, I felt competent. That would be a better word. Competent.
Competent.
Yes.
Yeah, I like that. And for me, I would say I for sure if in one of my top three words would include, that smart slash competent. Whichever end of that spectrum, but that would have been for me though, I think also like appearing friendly. And then I would also say like it felt really important to me to be like sort of, I wouldn't have used the word neutral, but I would have said, like no confrontations, no radical opinions about everything. Like I wouldn't have wanted to make waves or caused a stir. Particularly, so it would have been like pretty low key. That would have been another. And I would have told you, I would have sworn, like those are the things that are going to make me likable. And then come to find out, during leadership, like friendly is different from warm, right? Polite is different from warm, but warm is. And I want to just backtrack to say these are the qualities that other people tell you are resonant about you. It's not what you decide because most of us, by the time we got to this program, our mask was, pretty plastered on, right? Like it was pretty normal. Like we couldn't see that we were wearing a mask.
So there is, so I like what you're saying, Margaret, right? So, the word persona, I think, comes from the Greek, which is literally means mask. And so, the mask is the face that we show others. And yet, there is something always within us. You could call it your chi or your energy, that is also there. So I know, because we're actually trained on how to read these qualities in people, I know your total charm, warmth, right? Which is that's who you be, Margaret.
That is who I
Right?
am. And in a surprising revelation during this program, and we've probably talked about this, but I also got feedback that I resonate when I'm eccentric and goofy, which
Yes.
I was like, nuh-uh. No,
Exactly, just like what you
I'm
did
not
there.
either. I am not
Yeah.
either of those things.
Then you
Yeah.
were being eccentric and goofy as you were saying that.
But it was, well, now I can because I've sort of gotten permission, and that's been in me all along to be funny, and to crack like not inappropriate as in dirty jokes, but jokes that
It
sometimes
could
come
be.
out of left field. It doesn't mean they're not or that they are, but like
Right.
just they're
Well,
quirky.
that was a big surprise for me too, because that was revealed with the feedback from the tribe that I could be quirky and eccentric at times.
Yeah.
And I've like, there's probably a lot of people in the audience thinking like, I'm never going to be goofy. Like,
Yeah.
I'm never going to show anybody that side of me. But believe it
That's
or not, it makes, well, I can only speak for the impact that you have with me, Margaret, is when you're eccentric. It's very delightful. And it resonates with me. And that's counterintuitive because some people would think that would be cringy to do in a professional setting.
Yeah, well, and it may be cringy for some people, but I can't put that cat back in the bag at this point in time. There was
Right.
another, I think people felt like a lot of relief, you know, during this. I'm going to call it kind of a demasking. And another really common arc for people are, I think, people who are very, you know, kind of introverted. Like they're really just comfortable listening, and they're very happy to be part of a crowd, but they just don't feel this giant need sometimes to jump in or be direct. And they got typed with this, like, when you are still, right? Like when you are in fact quiet and just holding yourself and listening, it's incredibly magnetic. And I say this for any listeners who have that, you know, like they feel like their mask is that they have to perform, even though they would rather be quiet. And that was a pretty common place of permission for the people in my group. I don't know if you had other kind of similar, you know, epiphanies for people who've worn that, like in this case, yeah, they've worn this mask. I have to be funny and I have to be interesting. And what I really would rather do is just sit and listen to everybody. And then it's like, oh, well, if you actually just listen to that authentic part of yourself, people are going to come to you and ask you questions and engage you that way.
Yeah, it's a superpower. And there's listening, and then there is, in the particular type you're speaking of, there is a way that, like, spacious listening. It's just a little bit different. Spacious listening, like you actually, the impact of someone who has this is like, they invite you into this huge space where you feel very safe and comfortable just to say what you need to say and without judgment. And that is a gift. And yet, maybe you're wearing a mask, maybe you know that about yourself, or you realize that about yourself, and yet your mask as a fundraiser says, I have to be effusive and talkative and so on. And yeah, so
And in fact,
another one.
introverts can make amazing fundraisers, right? Little
Absolutely.
known fact.
Little known fact. And
Yeah.
becoming more well known, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe. No, we had something different. And another thing that happened in our group was that people were in denial about
Oh.
their authentic self and like the impact, like for example, around this eccentricity piece, by way of example, like some people just didn't want to own that.
Yeah.
Like they just
I
didn't
want
believe that being eccentric or goofy or quirky could have a positive impact on a space.
Yeah, I hear that. And we had, I would say most of our people who were eccentric were enormously relieved. I fought it for a while for sure, because I just didn't see that in myself at all. And then other people fought like this place of warmth because they conflated it with being a pushover. You know, like I can't show up warm like that, or people will take advantage of me.
So there's always some fear that's involved with accepting your authentic self,
Right.
which is why we mask up, because it's protective. We think it's protective.
Well, if you don't
And
feel
it can
safe,
be, and it can be, it can be. I'm not saying it isn't. In certain environments, you might not reveal your warmth because it might be taken advantage of.
it's true. I'm walking around New York City. I'm trying very hard not to exude. Like, I really don't want everybody to start a conversation with me.
Come
So,
on, you're not like Will
well,
Ferrell and Elf walking around New York City trying to make
if
friends with
I didn't
everybody.
put my mask on, I might be exactly like Will Ferrell and Elf. But,
Yeah.
yeah. But I,
Thank
you know,
you.
there's certain
Thank you.
situations.
Thank you.
There
Bunch of
are.
guys handing out the flyers. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm like, don't touch me. Don't hand me that. Yeah, I don't want that. Yeah.
So this is just a little invitation today to reflect on who you are, like at your heart, like who you maybe are at, who you are at home, for example, might be very, and what comes out and how you show up with your family, because it's a very safe space, and maybe you let yourself, own some of these qualities, and you're a very different person at work. By the way, energetically, that's a very hard way to live.
Yeah, it really takes a chunk of flesh to
Yeah, it
adapt
does.
a ton every day. So yeah, I
Yeah.
think like step one is just to reflect maybe on, I don't know, who did you feel like you had to be, maybe in your first job, like to get, because I think for many of us going into an office like early on, we feel like we have to adapt so enormously to kind of fit in or be appropriate or all of those kinds of things. So it's like really an inquiry to yourself, what are the places that, not the places you had to change, but who did you feel like you had to be to succeed early on, right? Like for both of us, for you, David, and for me, gosh, feeling competent and smart, like that felt urgently important, both from the jobs, my
Well,
first jobs.
in certain environments where I worked, that was, that was a, if you
It
didn't
was,
have
yeah.
that,
You weren't even
you were
making
not
that up, right? Like that was true.
exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's like you had to be that way, otherwise you weren't going to be taken seriously, right? There's that word again,
Yes.
Yeah.
Out of
I
the
was
way.
seriously wanting to be taken seriously.
Okay. Very seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, take me very seriously because I'm a serious guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I've
Hey, but
acted a
here in the
lot.
moment, I got something we could offer. I just going to just came to me. If you're out there in the audience and you want Margaret, and you want to come on a video call with Margaret and me, we'll type you, and
Yeah, we'll help you.
yeah, we'll get, we'll do a little typing. I don't think we're going to do that one as complimentary, because it's going to, and we'll do some coaching. You'll get the benefits of two coaches if you come in and do a session with us, and we were pretty spot on, Margaret and I, about how we type people. Don't you're not going to be typed. It's just that we're going to see your qualities that you may not see in yourself, and then we'll give you some coaching on how you could take that out into the world. So, we'll put a link to our contact information in the show notes, and if you want, by the way, when you own these qualities, you'll become a much more effective leader. It's just that's what happens. So if you're interested in this, or you have an interest in doing this for your team, just reach out to us, and we can arrange something. Yeah.
It's a much easier space to live in, to take that mask off and
Yeah.
live into
And
things that we have in us to start with, right? And
if you are a fundraiser or leading a fundraising team, your productivity, that is to say the amount of money you raise, will go through the roof.
yeah, it's true. People really respond very differently when you take that mask off.
Right. Anything else, Margaret?
No, I don't think so. See
All
you later.
right, friends. Well, that's all we have for this time. So we'll see you soon.